Well, this is a special, special Sunday. It's an honor to be here and to be standing here. Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body. The bread that we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Today's Communion Sunday. It's a day of holy mystery that we gather around God's table. It's a place where all are invited and everyone has a place. As United Methodists, well, more importantly, as God's beloved children, regardless of the tradition to which we belong, we view Holy Communion as a primary means of God's grace. And it's only through God's grace that any of us can be part of something so much bigger than ourselves. Holy Communion has been central to the worshiping life of Christians going back to the very beginning. The Apostle Paul viewed communion as the defining community action for Christ's followers. It's where our shared identity as Christians is nourished and strengthened. The word communion comes from the Greek word for sharing. And the root word translates to participation by all. Here at West End, we seem to get that. We understand that better than a lot of churches might. Here at West End, everyone is welcome, celebrated, and considered of sacred worth and equal at God's table. Did you know that the body of Christ that meets under the name of West End has been gathering around God's table at least monthly now for 150 years almost. So we've enjoyed the blessings of an uninterrupted 150-year tradition of gathering to break this consecrated bread and to share in that sacred cup, the whole time remembering Christ's acts in history and God's promises for the future. Through these 150 years of connecting with God and connecting with one another, God has shaped, formed, and transformed this remarkable community of faith. Gathering here within these walls is represented one of the broadest representation of God's beloved children that I have ever seen. It's primarily in the diversity of thought, the diversity of gifts in the people that are gathered here. It's immense. And I'd like to witness to this incredible diversity, because it's diversity of gifts, talents, political thought, and theological thought. It's a beautiful thing when we're connected to each other and become part of something greater than ourselves in the midst of that richness of diversity. Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body. My parents were devout Roman Catholics. So at my father's funeral, of course, they served communion. The service had about 150 people there. There were 10 Catholics and about 140 West End United Methodist people. It was a wonderful outpouring of love and support. I'd spent quite a bit of time talking to the priest as he would come and visit my father, and we got to know each other. He was an intelligent and wonderfully spiritual man. At the service, when he was finished serving communion to the Catholics in about 30 seconds, he looked at me and motioned me to come up. So I looked at him, and I looked behind me to see who he was pointing to, and I went up, and he offered me communion. So he let God's grace rule the moment instead of the legalism traditionally in the Catholic Church. And it was a very sacred and powerful moment for me. And it greatly reinforced the fact that because there is one bread, we who are many are one body. Although on the other hand, we had the famous Protestant reformers, Luther and Zwingli, they would argue bitterly, and they ended up splitting over what actually happens to the bread and the wine when they're consecrated. So they split over something that is so steeped in mystery, no one's ever even going to know, at least not in this lifetime. To me, it can be so frustrating when any theological decision serves to separate or divide groups of people. I happen to believe very strongly that any time a theological decision separates large groups of people, it's always more important to people than it is to God. Any theological decision that divides is letting the human ego outweigh God's grace, outweigh God's desire for relationship and community. At West End, we have matured to believe that God loves everyone unconditionally. And God just wants us to connect and grow closer to each other in the midst of our differences, not that we have to agree. And as we do, we grow closer to God. Throughout our history, the sacrament of Holy Communion has empowered us to do just that. So this table has served as a place of hospitality, inclusion, equality, and reconciliation for quite a few generations of the body of Christ, known as West End. Personally, I've learned a great deal about God's grace here at this table. That's why today I am so honored to be able to preach this, my farewell sermon, to a church family on Communion Sunday. This is a time where I can symbolically return God's grace to you who have been such wonderful channels of God's grace to me over the last decade. And 10 years is a long time. But have you ever thought about the impact this congregation has enjoyed by gathering faithfully around this table for 150 years? That kind of grace slowly changes us so that when we leave this building, we leave here as people who are better equipped to interact with the world in ways that affirm life. It allows us to better love the way God loves. It enables us to move outside of ourselves for the ultimate long-term good of those we love. Being part of this community has shaped, informed me, and has forever changed how I will interact with the world when I leave here. Being a second career clergy person, this is the first and thus far the only church that I've ever served. And God has used you, the people known as West End, to equip me, to better equip me, to go out from this place better prepared to be the loving light of Christ. In reflection, I realized that the 10 years that I've served here is longer than I've ever been connected to any single church in my entire life. You have welcomed me. You have taught me. You have been patient with me. You've trusted me. And you've loved me unconditionally, even when I embodied my imperfect self. There's no question I've made mistakes. I've messed things up from time to time. And you forgave me anyway. You loved me. My quirky sense of humor may have offended or irritated, but you loved me and included me anyway. When your family was hurting, you leaned on me for support. And when I was hurting, you allowed me to lean on you. When your family was celebrating, you invited me to the party. And Lord knows I like to party. In short, your love has helped me feel that I'm part of something much bigger than myself. So when I go from here to serve, you will go with me. Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body. So imagine being a second career clergy person in his first appointment, and having the unique experience of working with three very different senior pastors. with three very different sets of gifts in vastly different styles. I've worked, 5 years now with Michael Williams. I call him our bearded storytelling priestly figure. I served 3 years with Tom Laney, more of the academic and deep thinker. And I worked for 30 months, 5 days, 3 hours, and 23 minutes with David Lowes Watson. No, I'm just kidding. He was a joy to work with. And I view him as John Wesley incarnate. I began here as our full-time ministry intern my last year in school. I was supporting our mission and outreach efforts with some very gifted and passionate lay leaders. One of the first and most memorable projects was our interfaith habitat build. This is where we partnered with the local Jewish temple and the local Hindu temple to build a habitat home. And it was phenomenal. We worked side by side with our Jewish and Hindu brothers and sisters, and then we took turns in joint worship services at all three faith houses. The last of the joint worship services took place right here in this sanctuary, and it included the Pentateuch, the Ten Commandments, read in Hebrew by the rabbi. The sermon was preached by a United Methodist preacher right here in this beautiful, albeit neglected, pulpit. The closing benediction was beautifully chanted by the Hindu priest. What a fantastic introduction for me to the nature, the distinct nature of West End United Methodist Church. I've described it to many through the years as this little radiant sliver of the kingdom of God. Because there's one bread, we who are many are one body. And I'll never forget our common table experiences. We trained a number of very gifted lay people to facilitate ongoing conversations over difficult issues. The first one we looked at was, what are our ministries toward our gay and lesbian brothers and sisters to look like? Each of these sacred gatherings included sharing a meal, much prayer, a time of worship, lots of storytelling, sharing our stories, and lots of holy conversation. And they always included the sacrament of Holy Communion. And the connections that were formed as a result of these gatherings left very few people unchanged. It's not that everyone agreed, but everyone was changed. And just last week, I had lunch with Tom Laney, the senior pastor at the time, and he confessed that those common table experiences were truly some of the most sacred experiences that he had during his long tenure here at West End. At West End, it was very early on that I learned an empowering lesson about this church. It's when the reality dawned on me that regardless of how long I served here at West End, I would never be in a ministry meeting of any kind where I knew more about anything than the people in the room. What a liberating revelation for me. The gifts in this community are so broad and so deep that it's never been my responsibility to have all the answers. My job was simply to shine a theological light on the conversations when it was needed, and to love you wherever you were on our shared journey. And I found that very easy to do. Because there's one bread, we who are many are one body. During this era is when we finished the Ruach and Renewal vision and mission discernment process. What was God calling us to do and to be? And our first step toward moving toward the loving light of Christ, connecting and transforming, was to flatten out our ministry structure to allow us to respond to the Holy Spirit's calling in our lives. We had a very talented group of lay people gathered in a task force that was chaired by our good friend, the late Gene Fowinkle. And we designed and implemented this new ministry table structure and church council infrastructure that better empowered you, the laity, to respond to God's promptings in your life, to use your gifts where your passions were, more quickly, with more flexibility. Those were very sacred and meaningful gatherings as we were working toward understanding what God wanted us to do and how to do it. And then after a few years, we shifted my focus toward congregational care and hospitality. And I started working with this growing group of West End hospitality people. And they welcomed this increasingly rapidly growing number of new people coming to West End, a group that included so many wonderfully bright and gifted young professionals, young couples. Young couples have provided this extra element of depth to this congregation that helps us, not quite as young adults, feel good about the future of this congregation and our world overall. God continues to send us over 100 young adults into membership every year. Since 2009, we've celebrated about 150 weddings. That's a lot of weddings. So if you look at it logically, and we're going to flowchart this process, can you guess what the next logical block on the flowchart would be after 150 weddings? If you guessed a huge boom in infant baptisms, you'd be right. We have had the joy of welcoming more infants than I can count into this congregation through the sacrament of baptism. We had one this morning in the early service. But during each of those baptisms, the congregation stands up and they renew their own baptismal covenant. And they're then tasked with looking over this newly baptized infant and each other on their spiritual journey. You see, because there's one bread, we who are many are one body. So I want to thank you for the very deep connections that you've allowed me to form with you as we've walked together through the types of memorable milestones that every family experiences at some points in their lives. Things like marriages and births, illnesses, parenting struggles, marital struggles, health scares, and of course, deaths. Those times of transitions that we all face can be times of the greatest joy or times of great fear and grief and sorrow. Those times provide us with the opportunity to experience the full range of human emotions that God created us to feel. Those are the times where together we've discovered that God's grace is immensely abundant and it's flowing so very freely through the people known as West End. I thank you deeply for the honor that you provided me as we've worked together to prepare for memorial services and funerals that honor your loved ones. Those times when you've shared with me the many, many wonderful stories of your family's life, those times that embodied God's love in very real and tangible ways. Those stories that will always define who you are and explain where you came from. These are the memories that I will always hold close to my heart because these were the undeserved and unwarranted gifts that you shared with me. As I leave this congregation, I need to let you know that I will always consider this congregation my mother church. This is where I entered into my vocation in ministry. This is where I've been loved and trusted and forgiven. It's where I have grown and matured in my faith And it's where I've experienced belonging and being part of something that is so much bigger than myself. Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body. And I thank you for this life-changing gift. Amen.